At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
K-Rock.
Klein Alley Show. A lot of people think kids these days are soft because they got a bunch of helicopter parents that are standing over, watching everything they do, putting weird little protectors on the corners of the table so they don't smash their head. And then they like to tell stories about when they grew up and they were like 3 years old and their parents were like, find your way home from the pharmacy.
Yeah, I feel like now we're all obsessed with kid safety, helicoptering where their location at all the time, and also overhydrating our children.
A lot of hydration.
There's so much hydration.
I think I went through about four or five years of my life without having a sip of water.
Yeah. And now it's like every kid has a gallon of water with them at all
bottle,
times.
A backup water bottle, another flask taped to their ankle in case they run out of that water. So the question we have for you as we give you some tickets to go to Wild Rivers, plus a cabana, plus food and beverage credit, is what are some of the most dangerous things that you did as a child? Some of these things with your parents' blessings. They just said, yeah, you want to climb on the roof? Go have at it.
My parents did not give any F's when it came down to me, obviously. They allowed me to play with BB guns. They allowed me to like start cooking around like 7, 8 years old, play on rooftops, construction sites, fireworks, ninja starts, nunchucks. They didn't care.
No, there was,
it was awesome.
No stepping in. So you show
awesome.
Up at 7 years old. They say, you want an omelet? Make it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, talk about latchkey kid. They were never home. So if I wanted to eat, I had to learn really quick. But the one fact that was kind of crazy is that I would steal their car when I was 13, and then I got busted about 13 and a half. At 14, they allowed me to start driving to run errands for them just
Whoa.
Because they knew. Yeah, I knew how to drive.
They were like, well, now that you've got some experience.
Yeah, go ahead and go get us some milk.
Yeah, my parents would let me and my older cousin, I mean, we were probably like 7 and 9. We were, the community pool was in walking distance to our house, but there was a known perv that lived in one of the houses along the walking path, and they were like, yeah, you can walk yourself.
Oh, really?
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. And we would just walk back and forth to the pool in our bathing suits, like children in bathing suits.
Yeah, that'll cure him.
And there was one time where he was following
that'll
us.
Cure
and,
him.
And he was like, I can't
heroes.
Do this anymore. He was like in here and going, yeah.
Got retired. My Pervin days are done. Thank you. All right.
I don't need to see another alley in a tankini.
All right, let's say hi to Kevin on K-Rock. Good morning. And what is the most dangerous thing that you were allowed to do, almost even encouraged to do by your parents growing up that would never fly in 2025? What's up?
Morning. I worked at a liquor store at 13.
What? How is that even possible?
Family owned? It must have been family owned, right?
I'm 53. It was a neighborhood liquor store. My brother worked there. He was 16 at the time. So I was his little brother. I did it. So at 13, I was... Gosh, 8th grade, 9th grade, going into high school. Yeah, did it all the way through high school. And, I mean, times were different back then. My mom and dad knew.
Did they give you a paycheck? Like, did you make money
or
you were just there?
Everything was under the table. And I learned money really quick. I mean, I worked the register. I used to card people and say, hey, how old are you?
Really?
I was only 14.
They're like, how old are you?
And I'm like, don't ask me the question. I'm asking you.
Hey, but were you cool, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The most ironic, we grew up with the Catholic school our whole life. I got suspended my freshman year taking alcohol to a party.
Well, of course. You got the access. You got the hookup. And did you have access to the shotgun behind the register as well, or no?
No. They never let us touch the gun. Just the money.
All right. That's interesting. 13 worked at a liquor store.
I mean, you learn a lot going to a liquor store and seeing, like, the old guy buying the scratchers every single day. And you're like, God, is this what it's like to be an adult?
Most dangerous thing that you did as a child? Because people that have those dangerous kid flexes love to brag today when kids are being shuffled around everywhere wrapped in bubble wrap so they don't get a little bit injured. What's up, Coco?
Hi. Sweet Tips.
Sweet Tips. What'd you do?
So around 11 or 12, I think I was 11, my mom every Monday never failed picking me up from school. She was all dolled up, dressed up. She would take me to the bar with her for a Margarita Mondays, and she would get loaded. and she tossed me the keys, and when she was ready to go, I had to drive her home, and her theory was, hey, we'd be in a lot more trouble if I got pulled over driving than you did, so I would drive her home.
I love the parent rationale.
Makes sense.
So well, it's better you than me.
So you would drive your mother home at 11, you think you were 11 years old, and you would drive her home?
11 or 12, yeah.
Wow.
And how far?
Yeah, how far was the drive?
It was about, I want to say, a mile.
Straight
that's
shot.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should defend it by going, all right, it's just a
no,
mile.
No, it's all right.
She's not taking the freeway.
All right. Yeah. Did you take the freeway just for fun or no?
No, it was always the streets, straight down the road.
Never got busted doing that.
Never got busted, but I mean, in the long run, I'm a professional driver now. I'm a truck driver, so I guess.
Oh, cool. That's good to put that right on the resume.
I mean, if she got pulled over, it would still be a huge problem. There'd be an 11-year-old and then also a drunk mother.
Right. But the mom.
And she's like, as I told her.
Yeah, all right, fair
better
enough.
Better that she doesn't.
Margarita Monday. She would look forward to those. What would, just out of curiosity, Coco, when she would have the margarita, what would
was
you have?
Was it also Tequila Tuesday and Wine Wednesday and every other day?
Mexican restaurant. So she would be at the bar and I'd be in a booth eating chips. And salsa.
Oh, yum. Man, that sounds like a great plan. All right, moving on. See, that doesn't fly these days, does it, Allie? No way, huh?
No, and I think it was a wonderful time where people, you know, adults could just go live out their vices and leave their kids unattended. And the kids, you know, when they're independent, they feel a sense of freedom and they get to find themselves.
Hey, Noel, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you do?
So at the age of 11, my mom would ask me to light up her cigarette. And I would always light up a cigarette for her. And at the age of 14, I started smoking cigarettes.
Do you think there's a correlation there or just coincidence?
Well, I don't know. And actually, she got really upset when she caught me smoking cigarettes.
Because
and,
she's
you know,
didn't let
she
me light yours.
Hey, those were mine.
Basically, yeah, that's what it was. I guess she got mad that I started smoking.
You're like, I better try these. I'm good at lighting them.
Yeah, I've had so much.
I wonder if I'm good at smoke.
I've had so much secondhand smoke. I want to try some of this firsthand smoke now. That's an interesting thing to have a kid do, light mice. But I bet as a kid, that would feel pretty cool.
Well, I remember the first time I smoked a cigarette. It was somebody who got a hold of one cigarette, and we all, like a group of five of us, walked down the street and smoked it and passed it around like a joint. But I don't even think I knew my mom smoked at that time, so it was just a coincidence.
And by the way, currently El Cheapo still smokes that way.
It's the same cigarette, too. I've just been nursing it this whole time.
Just smoking the old butt of a cigarette for 20 years. Hey, James, most dangerous thing you did as a child. What's up?
Good morning. Yeah. So I was about 14, 15. My mom said, hey, you and your buddy want to go play in the backyard with the pellet gun? Fine. So we spent the whole summer doing that. At the end, it resulted in me taking the pellet to the leg, and my friend had to pull it out with needle-nose pliers, and we tried to keep it for my mom and his parents. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Playing with weapons as a kid is always memorable.
Yeah, and I bet you there was no, like, wear eye protection. Like, they don't even say that. Have fun with the pellet gun.
Yeah.
Whereas now, it would be a lot of protective gear.
That's why my grandfather had one eye. Because he was playing with a BB gun when he was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He had a glass eye.
Priscilla, good morning. What was the most dangerous thing that you did or were allowed to do as a kid?
Hi, good morning, guys. So when I was in my early teens, like 13, 14, my parents told me, all right, get the hell out of the house, go out, go to a party, go to a show or something. So they would just straight up drop me off, like in Watts and Compton, sometimes in South Central, and tell me, go find a show. And I was like, okay, I don't know anybody here. They're all like, okay, we'll figure it out. I'm 38 now.
Yeah. Do you feel like that sets you up for a good adulthood? Like, do you feel like now you're less afraid of things?
Oh, I am definitely not afraid of anything anymore.
Yeah, I guess you get dropped off in the middle of Watts, South Central
at 14. And now it's like, oh, honey, do you need to go to your job interview? Or I'll go with you. I'll help you write your resume. I'll tell you how to answer the questions. I'll even drive you to work on your first day. Like, there is no independence. There's so much hand-holding. And look how self-sufficient this woman is. Being dropped off in the middle and saying, hey, figure it out.
Jake, how old were you when you started exploring the sewers?
Like 10.
And you said to your parents, I'm going to go down to the sewers. And they said, have at it.
Well, I don't know if I actually told them I'm going to the sewers. I just went out, and I was out all day.
And Vanessa also played in the sewers?
No.
Well, at the creeks in Irvine, there was, like, this bridge. And with the neighborhood kids, we would always go to the creek that's like the sewer as well.
Yeah, I play this with the sewers too. We called it baseline ditch, where we drive our cars up there, and there's a big sewer system that we go inside the sewer system and then just drink. It didn't stink like anything.
Huh. Yep. So it's like, so half of the show played in sewers as a child.
Yeah, like, I was in Ventura, and you can like almost like skateboard in them. It was cool.
Wow. Yeah, those giant ones.
Like, yep. See how far we can explore. And I remember one time we couldn't lift the manhole because it was so heavy. We're so little, and it took two of us, and we lifted it up and scared this old lady.
There was an old lady living in there.
There's an old lady walking down the street. It's like, what the hell? This kid came out of the sewer out of nowhere.
First time Jake ever met Moist Joyce. He's right there in the sewer.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Moist Joyce.
Thomas, go ahead quickly. What's up?
Yeah, we used to wake up in the morning, pack ourselves a lunch, 8, 9, 10. Me and my brothers, and we'd just go off for the day, hiking up in the mountains. Mountain lions, just, bears.
That's wild. 9 years old, 8 years old, just going, I'm going to make myself a sandwich and just go into the woods for the day.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we would just be like, hey, we're going out. And my mom would just be like, all right, like not even knowing where we were. And if anybody got injured, there would be no way to even call for help. There was a person on the text line who said when my dad would pick me up from school, he would drive away in his truck with the thing down and we would just have to run and jump into it.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
That's so fun.
We can take these calls all day, but we must move on because we have stuff we have to get to, and we've got this summer ticket blowout starting in about 20 minutes at K-Rock. So, Allie, of all of the wonderful tales we just heard from a ton of very unsafe kids, can we all agree that the girl that had to drive her drunk mom home every Margarita Mondays, she's 38 now, but she spent most of her childhood driving her mom home from the bars drunk while her mom was drunk. Coco is her name. Send Coco some tickets to go to Wild Rivers.
Good times.
Good times. And that Cabana food and beverage credit would go right to her mom. K-Rock.